A bill that aims to restore New Zealand citizenship to people born in Samoa between 1924 and 1949 has passed its first reading in Parliament. Surprisingly, ACT and New Zealand First supported the bill from Green Party MP Te Anau Tuiono, while their coalition partner National was the only party to oppose it. Caleb Fotheringham has more.
The Samoan community erupted into singing in Parliament's public gallery last night when the bill got the votes it needed to get to the Select Committee. Reverend Aneteria Sa'u, the Secretary of the Samoan Ministry Fellowship in Wellington, says he's emotional about the outcome. He says the remaining elders deserve the opportunity to become New Zealand citizens.
For me, it's about trust, it's about fairness and reinstate that citizen that belong to our people. Why didn't they look after us in our first time? Why they reject our right as a citizen now? No, we were not looking for money, but it's about trust and fairness.
In 1982, the Privy Council ruled that all Western Samoans born between 1924 and 1948 were considered natural-born British subjects and were therefore also New Zealand citizens. However, the same year, the Muldoon government passed the Western Samoa Citizenship Act, effectively overturning the Privy Council ruling. Green Party MP Te Anau Tuiono says his bill will give the opportunity for citizenship to no more than 5,000 people.
The cohort of people that we're talking about, they're getting older, you know, and the youngest of those elders that I was talking about is 75 now, and there's not that many of them left. So the opportunity to address this injustice is now.
Te Pāti Māori backed it, and to the House's surprise, so did ACT.
Madam Speaker, I want to just ease that member's nervousness by saying that ACT Party has decided to support this bill to Select Committee.
New Zealand First MP Casey Costello says it is important for her party that the bill is considered.
I've lived and worked most of my life in South Auckland, and we are enriched and blessed by the contribution Samoan community makes to our schools, to our communities, to our collective organisations.
Labour's Carmel Cipollone says supporting it is in the spirit of the Dawn Raid's apology.
Off the back of the significant contribution Samoans have made to Aotearoa, it is the right thing to do.
But National didn't support it, making it the first time the party has been outvoted since coming to power. MP Cameron Brewer argues the bill will set a problematic legal precedent.
The governments of the past, of many stripes, of many different colours, red, blue, green, Te Pāti Māori, others, have not taken this up. And we would argue it's because legally the arguments have been exhausted.
Mr Tuiono hopes National will change its mind.
To be honest, I wasn't sure that the first speaker had actually read the bill. He didn't seem to have a real solid sense of it. Hopefully we can have better and deeper conversations with them through the Select Committee.
Reverend Sa'u is encouraging the Samoan community to reach out to their local MPs and ask them to back the bill as it moves to the Select Committee stage.